B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday morning, and welcome to the first day of summer, the longest day of the year.
Spring's really going out like a jerk,
it
huh?
It certainly is.
It is so...
Wow.
It is pouring.
It is wet out there.
See
this
you,
morning.
Spring.
I mean, driving to work this morning, at one point, there was no visibility. Like, just the rain
I know,
came
you couldn't
down
see
in sheets.
Squat out there.
Yeah.
And Archer, I hit a gigantic puddle for about... There was like 100 yards long on the expressway southbound.
Keeps splashing up
and I'm
over
just,
you.
You can't see anything. And you're just praying, God, I hope my car doesn't stall.
Right.
Because then... Those people behind you are not going to stop.
Or you hope that the guy in front of you's car
didn't stop.
I wasn't worried about that.
You won't know because you can't see it. And Hank bought, he brought an umbrella in for like the second time in your life, right?
I got a good deal on an umbrella at Goodwill last week. Hey, very large. Okay. To cover three quarters of my body.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow's either the second day, longest day of the year. This seems that way because your in-laws are coming over at cookout. Yeah, let me see. But we got so much stuff coming up for you today. We got comedy with Joe DeRosa is going to be joining us from Laugh Boston. Kiefer Sutherland's going to be on the program.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This.
Oh, my God.
In the studio, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yep.
I know.
Really cool.
I should put on makeup.
He's done so much stuff.
Yeah, he has.
Really should.
We're gonna I got my 24 t-shirt.
We're going to do some more karaoke competition this morning. Yeah, we got, what are you doing in dirty laundry?
You won't believe how much Toy Story 4 is slated to earn this weekend.
Really?
I mean,
bought my tickets yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going today.
Did you? Yep.
Okay, great.
Did you see about the shark off of Manchester
I
by the sea?
I saw the shark. I did,
Now,
yes.
That's where they should hang out. That's nice up there.
Okay, so wealthy sharks.
Those sharks are doing well.
I know, really.
Some of the things you're going to learn on the show today. What happens if you run out of balls in a golf tournament?
Sorry.
Okay, that's one of the things you'll learn today. And you'll also learn why are oranges sold in those red net bags. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is startling
Never
information we have for you in the program today.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Hard to believe. Okay?
Scintillating.
Scintillating.
If you kept your golf balls.
Yep, that's true. And, oh, how about the Women's World Cup team?
Oh, I'm so... You know what? I have zero interest in sports and soccer, but I'm very happy for these women.
Yep.
I mean, it's just great. I love it, and I love that people are paying attention to it, and I think it's... I know some kids who love soccer, and I know my friend's daughter is going to France today
kidding.
Go see the World Cup. Right?
Wow.
Best life ever. Hashtag life goals.
Huge.
Yeah.
Wealthy friends, too. They must go those
really.
Sharks.
Yeah.
All coming up right here, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Everybody, stand by because we got a star in the studio this morning. We got a man in here who's won an Emmy, a Golden Globe, finished second in the Sutherland Family three-leg race. It's really a wow. Star is here. Kiefer Sutherland is in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, good morning. Wow. How are you?
I'm great. How are
good.
You?
Good, thanks. Welcome to town.
Thank you very much. You have an amazing voice.
Well,
yes,
thank you.
He
thank
does.
You. So, as long as you're here, are you going to sing for us?
Yeah, you're a singer now.
You have
That's
a guitar.
That's why you're in town.
Oh, my gosh. Kiefer's in town because he's going to be at the Wilbur tomorrow night, and you're going to be debuting your new single,
that?
Something You Love. What's happening behind me?
We have a guitar
me?
For you. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
With your sophomore album. This is awesome. I can't believe you've done so many things. You know, movies, TVs, now music. What have you always been into the music scene?
I have always loved music as a listener. I had a small label when we were doing 24 with Jute Cole, who I ended up making both of these records with. I had songs that I finally really, really liked and wanted to play them, and kind of one thing led to another. And I was looking for the common denominator. What I've always loved about acting is telling stories, mm-hmm. getting together with a group of actors and a director and a cinematographer and figuring out the best way to tell that story. It's very much like songwriting for me. Country music is a real direct, literal lyric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You get together with a group of musicians and present the best way to tell that story. And so there is a thread But this is just such a more personal way to interact with an audience than anything I've experienced before. And that's the thing that's kind of grabbed me and kept me in it.
Have you always written songs? Have you written, like, growing up, were you writing songs and playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
When I was 14 or 15, actually wrote quite a lot. None of them very good.
It took
quite a while. And then when I was 17, 18 years old, I'd made a real choice. I wanted to be an actor. This was the love of
my runs life. In the family, right?
And that might have been the one reason I should have maybe made a right turn.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I absolutely loved it, and I loved music at that time too. But acting was really what I wanted to do, and I'm so aware of the stigma of an actor doing music that it was just never came up on my radar. Yeah.
And now Kiefer's playing at the Wilbur tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a clip of one of his new songs?
Because
it's great.
You talk about that stigma. I'm like, we heard, Kiefer Sutherland's coming around. He's playing the Wilbur. I'm like, I didn't realize you were a singer. And then I heard this new song, and I played it all day yesterday.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you very
much.
And
you wrote this song?
Can we just go ahead and get a taste of this?
I wrote it with Jude Cole. Jude Cole had the bones of the chorus worked out. I worked on the verses that he wasn't very happy with.
I have a quick clip of this is Something You Love.
Something You Love.
Okay, listen to this here, buddy.
Some drinks and some old times gone by. Traded our war stories, moments of glory. When I saw the fear in his eye, that's when he told me about the company's setbacks, budgets and cutbacks. Boy, you're on your own.
There we go, you ready?
He said, I'm wasting my life just paying my bills, doing my time but getting no chills. The living ain't living now without the thrill of doing something you love. Sing a song loud or hit a ball hard. Spend the night outside under the stars. Catch one falling and you'll go far. Doing something you, love.
Hey.
I think it's unfair that you had talented, all the global talent.
Hey, don't tell anybody, but you can
singer,
sing.
Well, that's writer.
Kind. That's great. Yeah.
It was like kind of like a Steve Earle feel almost, like a little like, cool.
Who's your go-to? Who's your all-time favorite singer?
I would have to go with my all-time favorite writer, which is Tom Petty, which you were just playing.
Yeah, we just played Petty as I walked in.
I don't think the man's ever written a bad lyric.
Yep, I hear you.
And his ability to go from something like Louisiana Ray, walking through my shoes, to Don't Do Me Like That. The ability that he had to go through kind of Southern country, song like Southern Accents, versus some of the rockier stuff. Just one of my favorite singers and songwriters.
How much of the album are you going to do over at the Wilbur?
We'll play the whole record. We'll do somewhere between an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh wow, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, so we played about. In the last 2.5 years, even if we were doing Designated Survivor, we're still doing over 100 shows a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeah, I've hit TV shows, too.
Oh, yeah, the TV show thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard the story about you working on with Bon Jovi when you were in
Young Guns.
Young Guns.
One of my favorite movies.
I didn't work with him. I mean, I shot him, but...
You shot John Bon Jovi?
Oh, man.
It's actually a wonderful story. He and a few other people, Tom Cruise was one of them, they all wanted to say they'd been in a Western, and no one was making them. So when we did Young Guns, a lot of Emilio's friends came out, and we'd put a beard on them, stick them on a roof, shoot them off the roof, shoot them in the street. And John was one of those guys, and then we took him out for a drink after. And you have to remember, I think I was maybe 19, 20 years old.
Wow.
And John was sitting at the table, and we were all having a bit of a night. And he said, I want to do the music for the sequel. And Emilio looked at him and said, we don't know if there's going to be a sequel. And John looked at us like we were stupid and said, of course there's going to be a sequel. And he had been writing on these three napkins. And he had written Blaze of Glory. And he pushed them to Emilio and said, and that's the first single. It's going to be a hit.
Wow.
Oh, oh my God. Wow.
And he did it in 15 minutes. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, yeah, right, whatever. And I went back home to Montana when we finished shooting the film, and I had to go into some stereo store, had to drive all the way to Missoula
yeah.
to do it. And when I walked in, all 60 TVs they had in the store had Bon Jovi singing on an Arroyo in the Desert, Blaze of Glory, and sure enough, it was number one, and he did it.
That's amazing.
And Emilio has those three napkins framed in his house.
Wow. Oh,
that's
so
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and it's, and it's an incredibly cool, it's an intricate song. And for him to have done it just at the bar
15
like
minutes.
That. Yeah, 15
wow.
minutes. Tops.
So even everybody you hang out with is talented.
That's right. Well, you really begin to piss me off, Kiefer.
Well, he, no, I know it's 15 minutes because I ordered a drink and drank it and ordered another one. He'd already finished the song. So it was exactly 15 minutes. Exactly.
I have one question. Did you stink at anything growing up? I mean, because like I played the guitar for 2 weeks. I was awful. I wasn't a good baseball player.
The list is long. But... And look, it's all a process. The playing the live show, one of the great things that I've experienced about that is that you're learning every day. We just got back from a tour opening up for Muse.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just, in Russia, right? Did I just see you were in
Russia? Helsinki, yeah. Riga, Latvia. But watching a band like that play, and then you go,
yeah.
Oh, so that's how you handle
things. Wow.
Okay, well, let's try. Okay, so we should do this breakdown like this over here. And so it's just... It's a constant learning thing, and that's what's exciting about it.
Hey, Kiefer Sutherland, he's going to do all the songs from the album, and he'll do two episodes of 24 live on stage. So, Kiefer, thanks for being here, man.
Well,
I appreciate you so much.
TheWilbur.com tomorrow night at The Wilbur. It should be a great show.
Thank you guys
Have
so much
Have a great
for
stay in Boston, okay?
Absolute pleasure. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, all extremely excited about our first ever big official karaoke, Kowloon Karaoke Night coming up this coming Thursday night. Starts 6, goes to 8:30 at the fabulous Kowloon. And we invite you to come and join us. Because when you get your tickets, and you get those online, WRR.com, that's going to include your free buffet.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be so good. All the proceeds go to the PMC, which, you know, is...
It's the best
charity and helps people beat cancer.
And this is not just any buffet. This is Eat Till You Stop buffet, the legendary Kowloon buffet. So be ready for that. Now we have many karaoke hopefuls, and somebody's going to walk away with $1,000 as the best karaoke there.
It's going to be a competition. It's on. Yeah.
I mean, we're just not letting anybody willy nilly get into this.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're doing a karaoke Kowloon karaoke hopeful competition right now, and we have a hopeful on the line with us right now. This is Brian, who's going to say, "Hey, Brian, how you doing this morning?"
Good. How you doing?
Great. Great. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, I know you sing for fun, but what do you do for work?
I'm a restaurant manager. I love to sing karaoke, obviously, so I enter the contest.
Really? What restaurant?
The Chateau Restaurant in Andover, Mass. Oh,
nice! Yeah.
I love it, right Chateau. On 93.
Love it, yeah.
There are a bunch of chateaus, right?
Yeah, there's 8 of them, actually.
I like the one in Norwood. That's the one I
used. Right on Route 1 in Norwood.
I used to work at that one.
Oh, you did?
You did? Oh, my gosh, okay.
Hey, what about Walt there? My wife went there all the time as a kid.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That's great. So you love singing karaoke. What's your go-to song?
You know, I have a lot of my favorites. It's hard to pick one. I'm a big fan of newer music. I also sing a lot of the old favorites, too.
Oh, that's good. Play the hits.
Yeah, no, it's good to have a good mix. It depends on the crowd, you know?
Yeah, well, what would you like to sing for us this morning?
Singing this morning?
Yeah, I see you entered with Africa by Toto, which is, you know, kind of had a resurgence with the Weezer cover version now, too.
I know. They redid the song recently, so it's got a lot more buzz around it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are you feeling comfortable to just give us a little a cappella version of Africa by Toto?
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little smidgen.
Wow. Okay.
It's
okay.
Just us.
Good.
Just nobody's listening.
Okay,
just us.
Don't worry about it. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, here's Brian and Africa.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Give me your head. We'll wait.
All right. I don't know if I can go for the chorus right now. I just woke up.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah, perfect.
Whatever works for you.
I hear the drums echoing in the night.
She's coming in the 30th night. When he kissed the stars, that guide me for salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some of the forgotten words of ancient melodies. Sorry, that's all I got right now.
That's good.
Okay, terrific.
I can't hit the chorus right now.
That's all right. You
got to,
you know.
Yeah, no, you got to have your tea. You got to have your honey. You got to be ready.
That's good. Okay, man.
You did a nice job.
Have you still got the macaroni and cheese special going?
The lobster mac and cheese?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah, we have that going right now.
All right, awesome.
Well, bring it with you to karaoke night.
Okay, man. Okay, we'll see you on Thursday night, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bring your friends. Bring some chicken parm.
Yeah. I'll make sure. I'll bring some food.
That was great.
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Great awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So this is really a big deal coming up Sunday. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, is going to be the grand opening of the Encore Boston.
Traffic Armageddon.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. Okay.
So when their first bullet point is, don't drive here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, okay, they spend, how much did they spend on this dump? $4.5 billion or something?
A lot of
billions.
Money.
A lot of billions.
Billions.
Billions and billions. More that's ever been spent in Everett.
It's right. That's true.
Time. Legally.
This is like a quarter of the cost of the big dig. That gives you an idea how much they spent on this thing. Because they had to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars just to clean up because it was a toxic
That part of the story.
Okay, so
everybody's been going there this week because they've had soft openings. And every time I check my social media feed, I mean, I have zero interest in going to Encore at all. It's just not my bag. But now, because everybody's going, I want to go.
Fear of missing out.
It's the FOMO.
Yes.
Same thing. Last night, every Facebook, Instagram, completely flooded. But I'm like, why is everyone I know at this place and I'm sitting at home eating a hot dog?
Exactly.
Okay, and it's a soft opening is a nice name for practice.
Yeah.
Basically, they're practicing.
Yeah.
And so we found one of the guinea pigs.
Yeah, we got T-Money. Guy's got a lot of, I don't know. What kind of watch did you wear to that thing last night?
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Great Tracy Hollander. You went last night. Tell it. What did you think?
Las Vegas arrived in Everett.
Really?
Wow. Really?
Is it as plush as they say it's going to be?
Yeah, it's probably that and more.
Did it have that new casino smell?
Hey, yeah. Tracy.
It was all money.
Yeah.
Hey, Tracy, what's the cutoff line between plush and gaudy?
Oh, it's gaudy.
Okay.
Oh, it's way past that.
It's way Vegas then.
But like it's such a
good if you've ever been in one of his casinos, it's the exact same thing.
So it's like the Wynn Casino out in Vegas, right?
It's the same thing.
Like when you walk into the lobby, like what's the first thing that hits you?
They have a gigantic carousel.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures.
Really?
And the flowers are incredible.
Wow. How's the food?
Incredible.
I know that's probably
couldn't get in. I think that the biggest hit of the night for them with a restaurant. You couldn't get in them.
Oh.
Have any idea how many
they have? There were more people in the restaurants probably than there were in the casino.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it was packed. The whole perimeter is all restaurants. I mean, they actually shut the buffet off. They weren't even selling any more tickets to it.
And how was the gambling? Were the dealers good? I mean, because they're new. Some of them have never done this before.
Yeah, I think that the tables had a lot of action. There were a lot of action on the tables. I think the machines had that much. The machines are all in the center. I didn't think the machines had that much action going on. But the dealers were great.
Did anybody throw their chips in the air like Sharon Stone in Casino?
Oh.
I got hit on the phone. I got hit in the head with a phone like Don Rickles. Remember that?
Like Georgie on The Sopranos.
Hey, this is pretty. Hey, Tracy, how many times have you been to Vegas?
Twice.
Twice, okay.
Yep.
And so, and it's the whole Vegas experience then.
It's the whole Vegas experience. Right when you walk in. When you walk across the street, when you walk across 99, and you start walking up the brick paths.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all laced with flowers and trees and landscaping. And
it's like the Wizard of Oz when she goes from Kansas.
Can I tell you something? Exactly like the Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Yeah, see?
Precisely.
It's like you're like, ugh, this is terrible. Everything's in black and white. And then you're like,
everybody's talking about this like Popeye statue or something.
Now, what's the deal with a Popeye statue?
I guess he had this. He bought this at auction, this $28 million Popeye statue that he had in Vegas, and he relocated it out here.
Wow.
Yeah, he relocated out here.
That won't last long.
What am I going to do with this Popeye thing? I'm going to build a
$28 million Popeye statue.
Wow, that's amazing.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
So, it's got a 24/7 security guard.
Really?
Now, here's the final question. What do you think it's going to be like traffic-wise?
Nightmare.
Nightmare, yeah. Is that
nightmare.
Is that the only downside you can see?
We came around the rotary at the Schraff Center. Right when we came over the rotary, it was off the rotary. It was dead stopped.
Okay, and that was just for the soft start.
That was the soft. And it probably took us 15 minutes to get up to the parking lot.
Hey, how much is a room? Like, for instance, a double bed, standard room.
They started at 777.
Oh, wow. Okay. How convenient.
Lucky sevens, yeah. Huh? Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, Tracy, thank you very much for talking with us this morning, and go back to bed or something like that, okay?
All right, guys. Enjoy.
He's probably still there.
Yeah, he probably too. Okay. Thanks a lot, Tracy. 5-7
Here's what you expect. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, hey, the NBA draft last night.
Yeah, Pelicans took Zion Williamson, the phenom from Duke, number one. Celtics had two picks in the first round. They took Indiana guard Romeo Langford at 14. Our basketball expert Sam Bell thought this was a pretty good pick.
Yeah, that's who Sam wanted. Yep. I have no idea who any of these guys were.
Tennessee forward Grant Williams, they took at number 20. They traded the 24th pick along with my favorite player, Aaron Baines, gone. Sent to Phoenix. They get a first-round pick next year. NHL draft is tonight. Bruins pick 30th in the first round. U.S. women have advanced to the round of 16 after they beat Sweden 2-0 in the World Cup in France. Red Sox back at Fenway tonight against the Blue Jays. And Planters Peanuts is unveiling a new pair of limited edition basketball sneakers, Crunch Force One. They're a combination of yellow, black, and blue, along with the company's mascot, Mr. Peanut. You have until tomorrow to buy them online. They're only $170.
Planters Peanuts is making shoes.
I guess so.
If you've ever had
What about all those kids with nut allergies?
If you've ever had planters fasciitis, you're not going to like that at all. You
know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, see what he did.
There you go.
It's the Lorne and Wally Show.
So this is one of those kind of stories that makes you go, and makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, assuming you have hair on the back of your neck.
I have a huge fear of many things, but escalators. The worst, because my mother regaled me stories about people messing around on escalators and losing limbs.
Don't wear flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I read this story on Wednesday. A man, he was at Alewife T Station. He was on the escalator, and he dropped a receipt, and he went down to get it, and the escalator chewed up his finger, and he lost his finger.
Oh, God.
And
was he trying to save, like, the CVS extra bucks?
The fingertip,
like a
12-foot
long receipt.
You guys, was retrieved. And brought to the hospital where the man was being treated, and the escalator was shut down and cleaned with bleach after the incident. Just FYI. But
good to know.
When I told the story to you guys this morning, it was like everybody lit up and like talked about, I know a guy who lost his finger this way, and I know a guy who, so you all have.
We used to have the high fork glove.
Well, like when my wife cut off the tip of her finger cutting a bagel one morning, and it woke me from a sound sleep when she did it, and we, you know, get her rushed to the hospital. We get it all taken care of. We come home, and there's the crime scene, the bagel and the knife.
Mess.
So I picked it up to start cleaning up. On the other side of the knife, there was the tip of her finger.
Oh my God.
Just used that knife last night for dinner, as a matter of fact.
Did you put it back in the cream cheese and then return it?
Yep.
I got a friend.
That's not a pimento.
Oh,
I got a friend who was into like working in the shop in the basement, and she cut off three of her fingers with a skill saw.
No.
Yeah, she worked with it all the time and just went, and they're gone.
They're gone?
Immediately.
Yes.
And,
so
a saver on manicures, though.
Yeah, that's true. You only have to have the thumb and the forefinger done, and you're good to go.
My art teacher, she cut off her finger in a paper cutter, you know, like the guillotine thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was legendary at the JFK Elementary School. I mean, you just would go up to her and be like, see, there's the finger. Gone.
Yeah, shout out to David's roam the halls at night.
Thumbs up, David Veneau, who's our good friend.
Yeah,
he's an electrician at Mass General, and he was in an operating room, and they have the spring loaded light, you know, that they pull
the big
down
heavy one. Yeah,
the big heavy one.
Ooh.
The thing snapped on him and cut his thumb off.
Wow.
Luckily, he was at the hospital, so they ran from the operating room to the emergency room, but they couldn't find the thumb, and they searched. And it turns out it fell down into the arm of the light. And was inside.
Wow.
They were never able to reattach it, but they did a very nice job.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, hang on. Here we go.
Here we go.
People who've had body parts swapped off. This is Karen. Hey, Karen, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy first day of summer.
Yes, that's great. I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be nice and hot.
So how many fingers do you have, Karen?
Were you able to dial without any problem?
Well, oh, sure. I got voice talk, right? Who needs fingers?
What did you lose?
I lost the tip of my middle finger when I was a child. I must have been in the first grade or so, and I was opening up one of those old-fashioned chains lounges. I thought I was going to...
Those things. Oh, my God.
I was going to lay out in the sun, and it snapped, and there went my middle finger.
Okay.
Those were instruments of torture.
Karen, good to hear. Thank you very much.
It must be awful when she's driving now.
Okay, Jennifer, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, TGIF.
Oh, TGIF. How many fingers are you holding up?
Thank God I have fingers. Yeah.
I have all of my fingers. I'm calling about my husband. He had an unfortunate lawnmower accident. He lost one of his fingers, but he tried to get in the house. And I want you to know that there's a lot of blood associated with it, and I would not let him in my house.
You wouldn't let him in the house?
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Until he finished the lawn?
You can't come in here bleeding like that.
Right, exactly. So I just told him to stay outside, and he told me to go find his fingers, but not so nicely.
Oh. Did you find it?
No, I wasn't going to go look for his fingers.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Are you guys still married?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Have a fabulous day.
Oh, my God.
You should have checked
Thank you.
Honey, would you just go and give me the finger?
Yeah, you should have checked the grass catcher.
Oh, my God.
Okay, have a great day.
That would be a task I would not want to have.
Dan, how you doing?
Go look for the finger.
Good. How are you?
Good. What'd you lose?
No, it wasn't me. It was my sister. Many years ago, my sister decided to make my father a birthday cake. But while the mixer's going, she decides to try the batter.
Oh.
I went from a vanilla cake to like a red velvet.
Oh my God. Yep. That's another thing my mother made me afraid of. Okay. I can't look at a mixer without panicking.
Okay. Oh. Are you afraid of the garbage disposal?
No, but I will. To this day, I will not eat any of her homemade birthday cake.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day, okay?
Wow. The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROP.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, there's another horrible accident down at the sawmill when Stubby McFeely cuts off all 10 fingers. He's immediately rushed to Doc Sider's office when we hear...
Oh, my God, Stubby! This is pretty bad, but I'm pretty sure we can put this all back together again. Now, where are those fingers?
Oh, well, they're back at the sawmill, Doc.
Well, for God's sake, Stubby, with all the medical marvels around today, like microsurgery, penile implants, and breast enhancement, why didn't you bring them fingers with you?
Well, I wonder, but what the hell is that going to pick them up with?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, we want to welcome you to the exciting adventures of lopped off body parts.
Oh my God.
And we have, everybody's got a story. This is Maureen who's on the line with us. Hey, Maureen, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. So what body part did you lose?
Well, my fingers. I was about 3, could have been 4, back circa 1950. I was all dressed up in a pretty dress to go with my aunt into Jordan Marsh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And we were waiting for the bus. It was in Everett on Broadway. And I was walking along, you know how kids do, like running their hand under the counter.
Okay.
And there was a razor blade.
No.
Yeah.
How many did you cut off?
Well, they weren't cut off. They were hanging. Pinky and the next two inward were dangling off. And, you know, the razor blades don't hurt, right? So I'm standing there in my pretty yellow dress covered in blood when my aunt looks down.
Okay,
like
well.
That's like The Shining.
Your aunt probably had a stroke right there.
Oh,
on the
my God.
Well, fortunately, she didn't have a stroke until afterwards. Quickly grabbed my hand, wrapped it in her handkerchief, because people carried those then.
Took you to the sewing aisle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
She was too nervous to thread the needle.
My was around the corner, not too far away. And, like, she grabbed me and ran me to him, and he sewed them up.
Amazing.
And my mother, though, he said, I don't know if the nerves are damaged, so what you should do is do something to help her fingers get their sensory back. So when they're healed, my mother decided piano lessons would be the trick. And
are you any good today?
No.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great day today. Okay.
Wow.
Here's Patty. Hey, Patty, what happened to you? How many did you lose, and where'd you lose them?
Well, it was actually my ex-fiance. We were living down in Florida. And I told him several times, don't mess with it, don't mess with it. But he decided to try to pick up a baby rattlesnake.
Oh!
Really?
So it decided, yeah, no, I don't want to be picked up. I'm going to bite you. So he lost the tissue in his index finger, pretty much all of the inside. From the outside, you can't tell anything's wrong. But the inside, it's like just the great big gaping hole.
Oh, my God.
God.
That's gross.
Okay.
Is that why you broke up?
Yeah, is that when you realized this guy might not be married material?
That was when I realized he wasn't that smart. And then
okay.
Yeah.
Did it hinder his picking his nose or anything like that? You know, these are very important questions we have to ask. Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning, Patty. Okay. Possibly a little too much information. Have a great day, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Get to it.
Okay, we've got Toy Story news. Also, Matt Lauer made an obscene amount of money when he was at the Today Show. But first, an update on the Kevin Spacey story. So, as you know, Kevin Spacey has been accused of groping an 18-year-old man in Nantucket at the club bar, which is a great bar, by the way.
Thank you very much for pointing that out.
They make Unless an Kevin excellent Spacey's Negroni. Okay, so there's the issue of the phone. The accuser's phone is missing. The judge says you have to turn it over. They were supposed to turn it over yesterday, but they didn't. So now they have until July 8th or something like that to turn it over. Meanwhile, screenshots of the phone's message to the man's girlfriend that night were turned over earlier in the investigation.
Yeah, well, they had the phone earlier, and then they released it back
to
the family.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we want to look at one more thing.
And probably they want to look at timestamps and full conversations and things like that, because they have screenshots of the conversation, but and they're pretty telling. A string of text messages between the accuser and his girlfriend are included in that new court filing, and TMZ got them. And according to the documents, the texts are, they say, Spacey, he's texting his girlfriend. Spacey grabbed, and I'm not going to say what he said, like 8 times, pulled my zipper down, reached down my pants. Sorry about this. This is so early to be discussing it, but I feel it's my duty.
That's quite all right. There it is.
Then he told the girlfriend, Spacey's hanging out with me at the bar. He's got my number and asked me to come out with him. And the girlfriend replies, sounds like he's hitting on you. Yeah. And
duh.
Spacey's team thinks the texts don't tell the full story because they lack the timestamps, as I said, and it's possible the accuser deleted other texts that could change the context. And, you know, I know this is an issue because I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, we understand.
And so when you print out text messages, they do this, they accuse each other, and then they have printouts and stuff like that. You can delete parts of your text, like the string of texts. I never knew this, but you can delete, like, one part of the conversation, another part of the conversation.
What about this? What about?
I do that all the time with my wife.
What about the forensics people? Can they get in and pull this up? You know,
that's what they need the phone for.
Yeah.
That's how they're going
to
do it.
They would probably have to subpoena the mobile phone company.
Yeah.
To try and get all those records, but that's not easy to do.
Well, and that's the digital forensics person. They can get in the cloud or something. It's all very mysterious to me.
Very complicated.
Okay, I want to talk about the obscene amount of money that Matt Lauer must have made on the Today Show. By the way, the Today Show celebrated their 25th anniversary, and they had a montage. And guess who wasn't in the montage?
None of it?
No. Matt Lauer, that dirty snake. He was fired 18 months ago for, being handsy and grabby and disgusting. He's also just insufferable. But he's selling his Hamptons mansion that he for $44 million.
Is that the one who'd take the helicopter from there into work?
That's the one.
Yes, he bought from Richard Gere.
Wow, imagine that costs a lot and he takes a helicopter to work.
It's called Strongheart Manor.
Really?
Yeah. If you name your house.
Well, he was making like $20 million.
Wow. Wow. I'm just saying.
If you name your house, you're making too much money.
Go, keep going. I don't even want to deal with you. They've actually been living there together. Now they're divorced. The ex-wife got $20 million. I want to just talk about this property. The stunning gated property sits on. This is in the Hamptons, by the way, which is like a postage stamp of land, is like a bazillion dollars. 6.2 landscaped acres with 300 feet on the ocean. A 12-bedroom, 12-bathroom mansion. Keep all of his girlfriends.
What do you need 12 bedrooms?
The girlfriends.
You're right. They had a lock
maybe
on every
Tiger
door.
Tiger Woods can buy it.
Yeah, really.
Dates back to 1902 and it's been restored. It includes a separate tea house on the edge of a pond with a bridge.
You need a special house to drink tea.
My God, it's like Tinkerbell lives there. Plus its own basketball court, a private deep water dock, and a pool that reflects the bay.
Wow. That's nice.
Anyway, his ex-wife is going to be staying in the Hamptons with her children at a different and then she also got a different property, a 40-acre Hamptons horse farm in Watermill.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice. If you named your house.
What's the name of that house?
If you named your house, what would you name your house?
Woodsy Shack.
Woodsy Shack? Okay.
That's what we call it, the Woodsy Shack.
Bob.
Because somebody actually said it looked like a Woodsy Shack. Yeah. And I'm like, that fits. And finally, Toy Story 4 could make $200 million this weekend.
Whoa.
And if it does, that'll be a new record for an animated movie because the current record holder is The Incredibles 2 with $182.7 million last year.
I'm going to see it tonight. I already bought my tickets yesterday.
Very good. Everybody's going.
Ready.
Just don't make that horrible mistake and take your kids to see adult Toy Story 4.
Oh, God.
That's a completely different movie.
You know.
You know what?
105.7 WROR.
Good morning.
That's
just
right.
Warm Water Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody. Yes, it is fun and games time right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. We have $1,000 in cash from Century Bank, and we're going to attempt to give it away to a lucky listener who is registered to play the game. And that lucky listener is Tammy Roxo, who's a banker from Uxbridge, Massachusetts. Morning, Tammy. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy first day of summer.
You must be good at math if you're a banker.
Well, that doesn't seem cool, I guess.
guess that's not a requirement.
Okay. It'll be my second act then.
Now, here's what we need to do today. Tammy, LBF has, she's concocted a list of 10 questions. And your job is simply to give us 10 correct answers to those questions. The catch is you only have 60 seconds to do it, so you got to beat the buzzer on this thing. So speak up so we hear all of your answers distinctly. And if you have to pass on one, pass on it. Go ahead, but save enough time to come back and pick it up before the buzzer sounds. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds.
What was the fairy's name in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Matt Lauer was fired from what morning show?
The Today Show.
What U.S. president was known as Ike?
Eisenhower.
What was the last name of the brothers who were chasing the kids in the movie The Goonies?
Pass.
What did the Pony Express transport to California?
Mail.
What does the Richter scale measure?
Earthquake.
Kiefer Sutherland played a vampire in this movie.
Lost Boys.
In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her right hand?
An umbrella.
Who wrote the songs for The Lion King?
Menken.
What name is given to the speed at which airplanes break the sound barrier?
The pass.
What was the last name of the brothers who were chasing the kids in the movie The Goonies?
Oh, the Jerks.
What name was given to the speed at which airplanes break the sound barrier?
Oh, God.
You know, you were awesome.
You did a really good job. You know, sure. You did.
You really did.
I got you on 7 correct. Yeah. You missed 2 and you passed on that last one here. So, let's go ahead and review and find out.
The last name of the brothers who were chasing the kids in the movie, it's pretty deep cut from the movie Goonies. The Fratelli brothers.
Hey, the Fratelli.
Oh, darn it.
And
that's
there's a
right.
new restaurant at Encore Casino called Fratelli, so every time you go there, you should probably think of that question.
Nice. I will now, of course.
Who wrote the songs from Lion King? Menken's a good guess, but actually it was Elton John.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And the name given to the speed at which airplanes break the sound barrier, a Mach 1.
Mach 1. Mach 1. Okay, but you did a fantastic job. So for you, we have a fantastic consolation.
It's a good prize.
Yes, it's a parting gift for you this morning, Tally. A $100 Disney, no, not a Disney, a Disney gift card. That's completely different from a Disney gift card. And wow. If you're not qualified for the grand prize, too, which is a 4-night Disney Cruise Line vacation that's like 3 vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, more magic at a Disney Cruise vacation. Congratulations. Thank you very much for playing the game today. Have yourself a great day.
Great job.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you too. Well, so you think you can do this and win $1,000 in cash? We play this game every day, but you've got to register to qualify. And you register by logging on to WROR.com. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
A breath of summertime and freshness has stepped into the studio this morning because Joe DeRosa is here. And he's our special comedy guest. He's playing this weekend over at Laugh Boston in the Seaport. He's got, tonight at 7:30, and then he's got 2 shows tomorrow night. And you can get your tickets, of course, by going on laughboston.com. Joe, good to have you back on the show. How you been?
Great. How are you guys?
Good, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, glad you were able to come. I noticed you have a interesting baseball cap on this morning with devil on the front, kind of an evil thing. And you were talking about evil.
It's a... Well, this is a devil wearing 3D glasses. It's a logo for my podcast.
Oh, so it's
because we review horror movies. It's called We'll See You in Hell.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
So it's a good logo for the podcast.
Very good.
But I do like evil, though.
You do?
What do you mean you like evil?
I've been talking about this a lot in my act right now. I think sensitivity is a good thing, and I think it helps us become more graceful. And progress as people. It's a wonderful thing. But I also think evil is great. Evil gives you a lot of... Most of your favorite things come from evil.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to give too much away, but most of your favorite music is evil. You know, people don't like... Nobody is... Jam into Christian rock. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, Texas.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, my first go-to example is always, you know, well, look, you know, I'm seeing signs for country music around the station. Most good country music has kind of got an evil, like Johnny Cash, you know, who many would consider the king.
Yeah.
You know, he sings about shooting people and, you know, like, yeah. It's dark prison. Stuff, man.
Prison.
You know, it's you like that. You don't want to hear, you want to hear from a guy who's got some dirt on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I see exactly what you're saying. There's nothing that interesting about somebody who's lived a great, clean life and nothing has ever gone wrong, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's like you don't want to hear about a guy singing about how great his family is. I mean, I don't, at least.
Yeah.
You know, good, I want to hear point. About bad stuff. So, you know, man, it's just, you know, like movies, like is a big go-to one for me because people complain a lot about Hollywood now, and they say, well, you know, everything is so sterile that comes out of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reason for that. I think it's because Hollywood has become too sensitive. And if you watch what directors used to do in this country in the 70s to get what they needed for camera, it's like you will go to jail now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of them do go to jail.
Yeah. I don't mean that you should assault people. I'm just being like, yeah, it's, but I mean, it's like watching a Kubrick documentary. He's like throwing stuff at him. You know?
Like the opening scene of Jaws.
Yeah, it's wild, it's, man. Yeah,
like they actually had to tie a rope around the actress's ankle
and jerk her under the water.
Down.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about The Exorcist off camera.
Yeah.
And it was like, we were talking about, like, well, how did they get the scene? Linda Blair talks about this a lot in interviews, where she's like, well, how did you get the scene where you're flopping off of the bed and whatever? And she talks about how they rigged it up, and she's like, yeah, man, it hurt.
Yeah.
You know, like, that hurt getting thrown around like that. But she's not like, I was, you know, damn it. You know,
I was abused.
She's just like, yeah, man, it hurt. And
that's
I was
how
12.
We made movies. Yeah.
Whatever it takes to get the job done.
Wow. Yeah, I think Ellen Burstyn had a lifelong injury from that movie.
Get out, really?
Yeah, because they threw her across the room. It was no stunt double. It was like, you're doing this.
It was when the dresser slides across the room or whatever.
That'll leave a mark.
So, you know, it was all about get the
job done.
Get the shot, man. Yeah, this is what it takes. And, so, you know, directors are yelling at people.
So have you always been into horror movies?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty young age.
I want you to think about this for a second. We're going to be right back with Joe. What's the scariest movie you ever saw? Okay. Think about it, okay?
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. More. 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Clouds are beginning to break a little bit. The weather's getting better. And the comedy's going to be fantastic tonight, tomorrow night. Laugh Boston. Joe DeRosa is here. He will be there tomorrow night for two shows. Tonight for a show and two shows tomorrow night. LaughBoston.com. That's how you get your tickets. So, Joe's a huge fan, always has been a fan of horror movies. And you do, you got a podcast all about scary movies and stuff like that. And by the way, how do you get your podcast?
It's on the Starburns Network, and then, you know, you can get it on iTunes.
On iTunes, anything.
I'll see you in hell.
We'll see you.
We'll see you in hell.
Okay.
Yeah, two of us.
You are an aficionado of horror movies. Scariest movie you ever saw?
The Exorcist, which was we were already talking about. Yep. But yeah,
everybody
I mean, nothing.
Yep. I'd say it's the scariest movie I ever saw.
It's the one that still freaks me out if I watch it alone a little bit, and it's the one that I actually, if I love a movie enough, I'll treat it like wine, like good wine or good booze. I won't indulge in it too often.
Yeah.
Kind of keep it on the shelf for special occasions. So I treat The Exorcist is one of the horror movies I treat like that because I don't want to wear out the fear factor of it.
OBF has never seen the movie.
I'm not allowed to see it. I know that I'm old, but I just never saw it. I made it to like my 20s without seeing it. And then one day I was said to my mom, I'm like, maybe I'll watch The Exorcist because it was on. She's like, you're not allowed to watch it. It'll freak you out. And I usually don't take that advice from my mom. But then I was like, whatever. Okay, fine. And fast forward 10 years and I said to my husband, maybe we should watch The Exorcist. He's like, you're not allowed to watch that. It'll freak you out.
Mess you up.
It will. Why did it mess you up? Because you've seen all these horror movies, and it just, this one was the one. Was it the devil thing?
Well, I was raised Catholic.
That was
a big one for me. I don't practice anymore, but I was raised Catholic. My dad and mom still practice. My dad's a deacon. So my parents, despite being religious, they're not like Bible thumpers. But they're religious.
Yeah.
They believe in it. And you know, when you grow up around priests and nuns and you go to Catholic school and these concepts are introduced to you, and then you see this movie that embodies these terrors and the dark side of this faith in a better way than it's so believable. They just do it in such a believable way in the movie. And then you also in the movie have priests that are skeptical, which makes it feel more real. It's not. I mean, this is back when movies. Well, we were talking about earlier.
When they could throw people across the room for a special effect, and that was a special effect.
And like character, had real characters.
Right.
In movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, here's a priest who's losing his faith, and he's skeptical about this girl actually being possessed. Everything wasn't like these are the good guys and these are the bad guys.
Exactly.
So it's just a very, very, very well-executed film and very believable.
And with a background like you had, you probably always had in the back of your mind, you know, this could actually be happening. This could be real.
Right? Yeah, as a kid, and I still have a moment. Like, I was watching that show last night, The Fear Files.
I haven't seen that.
On Travel Channel.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to check that out.
I think it's called The Fear Files. But anyway, it's basically two demonologists.
Oh my God!
Oh,
that investigate these houses. And when I first turned it on, I was like, "Yeah, right." And then, like as you keep watching it, I'm like, "Man,
I'm scared."
Did you have a Ouija board when you were a kid?
I have one now.
Do you?
I'm never kidding.
I used it one time. Me and my buddy James were up all night. James Adomian, very funny comic. We were up all night drinking. and we were the last two standing, and we were really housed. And I was like, you want to try my Ouija board?
What happened?
He said it moved, and I go, did you move it? And he goes, no, I swear to God, I didn't move it. But, I mean, we were wasted, so who knows?
But I never used it again because there is that part of me that is, I do have that little bit.
Maybe. Me too, maybe. That if you, like, if you go there, it'll come and follow you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Look, all I could say is this. I'm not a religious guy. I'm mildly spiritual. But there are people far smarter than me in this world that believe in this stuff. So that's, you know.
Why tempt fate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like I'm not going to say. I have no proof it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming in this morning. Really
thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. Okay, you're going to have a great show. You've got one tonight, two tomorrow night. LaughBoston.com. Joe DeRosa. Yeah. Having yourself a great time over
here. We'll see you in hell.
See you in hell, man. See you guys.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, things are looking pretty good out there. Clouds beginning to break a little bit. We're going to, you know, maybe a shower this afternoon. Nothing serious. Then the weekend's going to be spectacular, but not half as good as the big party coming up next Thursday night.
Yeah, and we're awaiting the arrival of Kiefer Sutherland by the way,
on the show.
Stepping into the studio.
Yes, you heard correct.
Moments.
Stand
very
by
excited.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to sing. He's actually a singer.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to sing
at
our karaoke show.
Oh, yes. Nice. That's right.
Maybe
that's
he'll
idea.
Audition for us here.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yes, he's actually. He's got a couple of albums out.
Yeah, so we'll tell you about that. But yeah, karaoke night, I think we've gotten a pretty good group of people
so far.
Yes.
And you should get your tickets now so you can come. Because you'll help judge.
Yes,
the
yes you will be judging me.
You know?
If you've always been a judgy person, this is for you. And you get your tickets online, WRR.com. We got the full buffet, the full Kowloon buffet. That's absolutely free when you get there. You're going to have a cash bar, and it's just going to be a fun party.
And the price of the ticket, all that money goes to the PMC.
Every penny goes straight to the PMC.
I'm thinking of singing Maniac, and maybe LBF can do like the dance moves, like the Michael Cimbello.
How about we switch that? I'll sing, and you do the dance.
Okay. I do have leg warmers.
Hey, did you see the big drug bust they had yesterday up in Lawrence?
Lawrence and Methuen, they arrested 12 people.
24 kilos of heroin, the coke, fentanyl, all that stuff.
Yeah, so your weekend's shot.
My weekend's completely out the window now. But it can't compare to the drug bust they had in Philadelphia earlier in the week. Did you see that one?
No.
$1 billion in cocaine in the port of Philadelphia. $1 billion.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Do you follow narco.com? Is that like your...
Yes, I do, yeah. you ought to see what they have on there about the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Oh, there you go. It's really interesting. All coming together.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.